Penguin Random House Audio presents The Second Life of Nick Mason by Steve Hamilton. Read for you by Ray Porter. To Shane, who saw a better life even when I couldn't. No man, for any considerable period, can wear one face to himself and another to the multitude without finally getting bewildered as to which may be the true. Nathaniel Hawthorne, The Scarlet Letter. Everybody's got a secret, Sonny, something that they just can't face. Some folks spend their whole lives trying to keep it. They carry it with them every step that they take. Bruce Springsteen, Darkness on the Edge of Town. 1. Nick Mason's freedom lasted less than a minute. He didn't see it then, but he'd look back on that day and mark those first free steps through the gate after 5 years and 28 days inside. Nobody was standing over him. Nobody was watching him. Nobody was telling him where to go and when. He could have walked anywhere in that moment, pick any direction and go. But the black Escalade was waiting for him. And as soon as he took those 30 steps and opened the passenger's side door, his freedom was gone again. Mason had effectively signed a contract. When most men do that, they know what's expected of them. They get to read the terms, understand what the job's going to be, know exactly what they'll be expected to do. But Mason didn't get to read anything because this contract wasn't on paper.